Bruce Wright was an outspoken African-American judge who drew the wrath of the police union, the tabloid press, and three mayors of New York City. He died earlier this year. He was 86. This weekend, a memorial for Wright in Harlem drew a who's who of New York's black community. John Kalish reports.
To the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, he was Turn 'em Loose Bruce, the judge who let poor and black defendants out on little or no bail, sometimes after being charged with violent crimes against cops. But to New York's African-American community, he was nothing less than a folk hero, a fearless black man willing to stand up to what many see as a racist criminal justice system.
I believe, with almost religious zeal, that I must honor the admonition of the last will and testament of Frederick Douglass, which was to all black people in this country, agitate, agitate, agitate. And I don't think that my right to agitate stops at the courthouse door.
Wright was appointed to the criminal bench in 1970, but 4 years later he was transferred to civil court after the uproar over his bail policies. Attacks by the police union and the city's tabloids triggered a spirited defense by civil libertarians as well as black lawyers and activists.
Instead of being honored for his courage, compassion, integrity, and ability, he is vilified and subjected to investigations.
Yes! He's doing his job. He's doing his job the way they do their job, and they don't like it.
Wright filed suit in federal court and was reinstated to the criminal bench. In an interview in 1987 upon the publication of his memoir, Black Robes, White Justice, Wright looked back on the controversy over his bail policies.
Hardly anybody understood or was willing to honor the United States Constitution, especially the Eighth Amendment, that says very plainly that bail shall not be excessive. The public, because of the tabloid press, I suppose, and general hysteria about crime, assumed that people who were charged were automatically guilty. And therefore, I was accused of releasing dangerous criminals, although at that very moment, nobody had been convicted of anything.
A crowd of 700 packed an auditorium at City College in Harlem this weekend to honor the life of Bruce Wright. A group of former and current black elected officials took the stage at the memorial. Former Manhattan Borough President Percy Sutton revealed that he turned to Bruce Wright for legal advice and strategy when he served as a lawyer for Malcolm X. Former Mayor David Dinkins called Wright the conscience of the courts, and Congressman Charles Rangel told of the time he worked as a law clerk at the firm of Weaver, Evans, Wingate, and Wright.
I have been mentored by Bruce Wright all of my legal and political career, and my understanding of the law and the Constitution and morality and justice began when I knew Bruce Wright.
Many at this weekend's memorial described Wright as a man who refused to be beaten by the racism he confronted in his life. From the time he was refused a scholarship at Princeton University because he was black, to his life in the segregated army where he volunteered for combat and took part in the invasion of Normandy during World War II. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.